With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Rick Dayton on your radio, 37 minutes past 5 o'clock. Bariatric weight loss surgery. It has helped a tremendous number of people. And yet, even though they may not keep all of the weight off, they, for the most part, do a very good job of keeping that weight off. So what happens when it comes to levels of pain, physical function, work productivity, after they lose the weight? Our next guest has been looking at those sorts of things in a recent study that's just been published. She's an associate professor of epidemiology at the Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health. Welcome into the program, Dr. Wendy King, PhD. Wendy, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Rick.
I want you to sort of give us an idea and help us to understand, just to have a baseline, first of all, when you say bariatric weight loss surgery, help us to understand what are the procedures that you are considering bariatric procedures?
So there are several procedures, but by far the two most common ones are called the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, which has been around a long time and still quite popular, and then sleeve gastrectomy, which is a little newer, but also still quite common, a little simpler to do than the Roux-en-Y bypass.
So when you're doing these types of procedures, how long until people notice significant differences in their weight? How long does it take? Is that one of the reasons why people do it?
Certainly a major motivation is weight loss, and the reason for the weight loss can be varied, whether it's, you know, that they have diabetes and are hoping that that will resolve, or sleep apnea, or physical limitations and pain. So bariatric surgery can help with a number of outcomes.
You have been looking at things like obesity leading to perhaps additional need for knee or hip replacement. If somebody has a tremendous amount of weight, it's putting pressure on those joints, they end up having significant pain there. They may not be able to function as well. So this research that you were doing, what did you find in terms of, does that pain automatically go away when they lose that weight, when the weight comes off, or is it lingering? Is it still there?
So I think the big message is that it's variable, but we did find that the majority of people who had pain and physical limitations had clinically important improvements 7 years post-surgery. That was a major finding because most of the prior research was short-term, and if you look at outcomes 1 to 2 years after surgery, when people are at the peak of their weight loss, in general, the outcomes are very good, but we know that people in general gain small amounts of weight over time, and the longer you follow people, the more you get a better idea of the long-term results from the study. So we were really excited to see that about two-thirds had very long-term improvements in their physical function, and those that had symptoms of osteoarthritis in their knee or hip had improvements 7 years out. And then about half of participants continued to have large improvements in their walking time when we did a timed 400-meter or quarter-mile walk. Pain is a little tougher. About 43% had sustained improvements in their bodily pain. And we also looked at work presenteeism and absenteeism, so how much people are impaired doing their work due to their health or how much they're absent. And we found an improvement long-term over 7 years in their work presenteeism, meaning they were less often impaired at work due to their health.
It seems to me that there would be a lot of different people interested in your research, not the least of which is just physicians wanting to know, to be able to pass this on to either patients or prospective patients. It seems to me that health insurance providers would also want to know about this sort of information. I mean, who was the audience that's really interested in this work that you were doing with these 1,500 people?
I actually think you named all the groups. It's the patients, it's the physicians, both primary care physicians, as well as, you know, the surgical team. And then also, of course, health care providers and insurance providers always want to, you know how effective a treatment is and weigh the cost and benefits.
Is there a follow-up study that logically comes to mind already?
Well, I think, I mean, one of the things we did evaluate is trying to understand who improves and who doesn't and why. And it does look like the earlier you intervene, the better. So those that had the most significant levels of pain and the most significant limitations, it's a little harder to come back from that. So I think this was helpful in understanding, you know, how you might want to time this. And as you mentioned, the joint replacement surgery, sometimes people can't qualify for those because of their body mass index, and they actually are required to lose weight to undergo those procedures. So this procedure can not only help them qualify for the procedure, but generally they have better outcomes, you know, with a lower starting weight for those procedures.
But you've got to get the weight off before you can even have that particular, or some of the weight off before you can even have that surgery. Wendy King, PhD, yeah. Associate Professor of Epidemiology at Pitt School of Public Health. Thank you for being here and explaining this important research to us. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Always good to have her on. Wendy King joining us here from Pitt on KDKA. It's 542.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.